Good evening. Once again, you are listening to the Hour of the Time, and once again, I'm still William Cooper. Thank God. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I don't know about you, but I needed a rest and sort of a mini vacation, and so I took the whole weekend off, as you discovered last night, if you were listening. We had a barbecue yesterday. Sunday was Pooh's birthday. Happy birthday, Pooh, once again. I love you with all my heart. You're just so precious in my eyes. And you too, little Allison, I love you both more than words could ever say. And I belong to you. I belong to you. We're pals forever. So I hope that all of you had just as fine a weekend as I did. I hope you're all rested, and you know, whatever you do after you've rested and done your things that you know that you do, whatever it is that you do for your weekend. So I don't know what's been going on. I turned off the world, turned off the radio, turned off the television set, turned off the computer, turned off everything. And so, you're going to have to tell me what happened. What is happening? What's going on? I still don't know. And that's a switch. Usually it's me telling you. Well, tonight you're going to have to tell me. And that's the way it happens, moving west. Tonight we're going to take all the music off the carousel so that we'll be surprised. And right after this short pause, I'll be back. And we're going to take your calls for the whole broadcast, and you can tell me what's been going on and what you think of it and what it means and all that kind of stuff. We'll just reverse roles. You can pretend that I'm the caller. To the live, worldwide broadcast of the Hour of the Time, coming to you from our studios in Eager, Arizona. In Arizona, you're listening to 101.1 FM. Worldwide, 7.415 megahertz, WBCQ, the planet. Thank you. the very best of the very best music from all the generations gone by on the Hour of the Time. And 24 hours a day on 101.1 FM Eager. Well, folks, the phones are open, 520-333-4578. Write that down, 520-333-4578. And we're going to be taking your calls. I need to catch up. I don't know what's been going on. I haven't watched or listened to anything. I shut the world off, and I took, well, actually, about 3.5 whole days off. Good evening. You're on the air.
Yes, Bill. How are you doing this evening?
Sorry about that squeal. Oh, I feel great. Relaxed, refreshed, happy.
Bill?
Yes, sir.
I want to take you back in time and tell you, I am the person who calls you after you went into the UN forest about 4 years ago, and you came back very mellow. Do you recall that phone call?
Went into the UN forest?
Well, the UN park.
I've never been to a UN park.
Well, you went up, I think, in California about 4 years ago.
Never. I've never broadcast from California.
No, not broadcast. You went on vacation.
Oh, went on vacation. Oh, yeah.
And you came back, and you were so mellow, and
we went to,
life was great. And
we went to Yosemite National Park.
There it is.
Yeah, okay.
And I told you, you got to get the pink pants off and put on the fatigues again.
The pink pants? I don't wear fatigues at any time unless I'm on some kind of a militia thing. What are you trying to say? Stop talking in code and tell me what you're trying to say.
Bill, I'm not talking in code. What I'm saying is, now, correct me if I'm wrong, but I think we're at the brink.
Yeah, we've been at the brink for a long time. Yes, we're at the brink. We're over the brink.
I don't think we're over it.
Yes, we absolutely are. Don't you understand that they have a world court that can issue arrest warrants for the head of a sovereign nation state who is elected by the people that he governs and has never done anything to attack the United States or any NATO country? And they issue arrest warrants for him. World government is already a reality. It's in place now. We're over the brink.
William, let me put it to you this way. I think it is a ploy. If no one stands up against it.
No one is. Show me somebody. Show me anybody.
Bill? Now, Bill,
show me somebody who's standing up against it. The whole world has bought it, hook, line, and sinker. They're sucking on that lollipop.
Why?
What do you mean, why?
You
it
know,
doesn't make any difference why if they're doing it. It's over.
You know and I know Bill Clinton should be tried for treason right now.
He's not going to be.
But he should.
It doesn't make any difference if he's not going to be and if you and I are the only ones who believe it.
William,
it's not going to happen.
William, let me ask you this then. What is the next point then? I mean, what's the point? I mean, why?
No, you got to ask yourself that. I've been telling you people what to do for years and years and years, and you've ignored me. So don't ask me again what to do. I've told you so many times, it's pathetic. And you call me up and ask me again?
I'm not calling you up to ask you, Bill. Now, don't say that. I'm not calling up.
But you just asked me again.
What I'm
what
saying
you're supposed
why
to do.
The world. We're not just talking about America.
To hell with the world. We are responsible for ourselves and our nation. We are not responsible for the world. And the minute that you think that we are, you've bought into the world thing. I don't care what the hell the rest of the world does. I only care what we do. What they do is their business. Always has been, always will be. I got nothing to do with what they do or decide to do or say or believe or think or what kind of government they have or anything else in Argentina or Bosnia or anywhere else. It's none of my business.
Well, let me ask you this, Bill. As a veteran of the Marine Corps from 72 to 76. Why did we even serve our country then?
You're the only one that can answer that. I served my country because I was stupid, and I thought by going to Vietnam, I was doing something to protect freedom and defend the Constitution. I was a sheeple. Now, I can't answer why you went, but that's why I went.
William, where does that put us then? as a people, as...
I've already told you, it puts us at the top of the stupid list. It puts us over the edge. They bought world government. Everybody is licking it up right out of that little bowl that they set down by the refrigerator for the animals.
Let me say this then, William. I agree with you 100%. And I will say this.
Go ahead.
Still there?
I'm here.
I've listened to you for the past 9 years. Well, not 93 to six, past 6 years. And I'll tell you the best program you ever played, only because I'm a father, was when Allison was born.
Well, that's my favorite also. I think it's the best program.
That was about, not because it was real life. Do you understand what I'm saying, Bill?
No, I don't understand what you're saying. It's my favorite program because it's about the birth of my daughter.
But it was real life.
Sure it was.
Nothing else in the whole world, anywhere, any place, any cosmic anything.
What are you trying to say?
Winding down that hill that night, the way you explained it, careening off this or that, or getting there and getting to the emergency room and getting her born and taking her out of there from their clutches of their New World Order bullshit, that was the best program I ever heard.
Well, thank you. I agree.
Do you understand what I'm saying, Bill?
No, I don't understand what you're saying. I haven't understood what you're trying to say since I answered the phone. I've been trying to understand it, but I don't. What are you trying to say?
Well,
you keep talking in code. What's this got to do with...
What I'm trying to say, Bill, is it really comes down to each of us is going to have to do what we have to do when we have to do it.
Well, so far, I'm the only one that's done it. Did you file and pay income tax on April the 15th? Answer me honestly. Did you or did you not?
I swear to God, as Jesus Christ is
Don't do that. Just answer my question. Did you or did you not?
I haven't paid taxes in 10 years.
You haven't paid taxes in 10 years?
No.
And they haven't come after you?
Because I choose not to make any amount of money to pay taxes.
That's what I thought. You're a chicken-plucking coward.
No.
Yeah, you're hiding your income. I'm not hiding anything. I'm standing on this hill, waving the law in my hand, and I'm saying, I can prove that I'm right. Come up here and kill me if you dare. What the hell are you doing besides all this double talk?
What I am doing is...
You're asking me what you should do.
Enjoying life, Bill.
What?
Enjoying life.
Good night. You know what? Calls like that make me want to just turn off the transmitter and just go back to having a good time. He's enjoying life. Well, I hope the hell you enjoy life, you dumb sucker, because you ain't got much longer to enjoy it. Good evening. You're on the air.
Yeah, Bill. Steve from Malibu.
Hi, Steve.
Trying to figure out what that guy had to say, but I don't know.
I don't think he had anything to say. I think he was brain dead. And nothing between the ears.
Right. Well, Bill, I've been mounting this campaign out in regards to this Yugoslavia bombing campaign.
Mm-hmm.
And I've put the number out across our local radio waves here for the Commission on Human Rights Violations, Luis Ampua. Office in The Hague.
Uh-huh.
And they've been giving it out a lot over the radio, and I've noticed when I called there to the UN today, they have a different telephone recording on when I called there last 2 weeks ago and found this information out. So I think we're doing a pretty good campaign here in trying to get Bill Clinton charged with war crimes in regards to the bombing of the civilians with the cluster bombs.
Good.
And I was just wondering, can I give that phone number out?
Sure, do it.
Okay, everybody get their pens ready. It's an international call. 011-412-9179256.
Boy, that's a long one.
It's a long one, and it might cost you a buck or so, but I think it's worth it to give them a call. I'll repeat the number again.
Okay, now, I know what you're talking about, but right. You're kind of sketchy on your description. The listeners may not fully understand what this is about. Why don't you explain it in depth?
Okay, great. What happened was a few weeks back, I was watching television. Mary Robinson, the UN High Commissioner for Human Rights Violation, was on, and she said that they were going to, the UN was going to, actually the Commission for the abuses of, you know, criminal warfare, whatever you want to call it. We're going to look at both sides of the case with an equal eye. Well, when I heard this, I started calling Mary Robinson's office saying, I don't think people should be cluster bombed in their neighborhoods, and the cluster bombing of civilians was pretty horrific, and I think that the NATO people should be prosecuted, and since I'm an American, I think we should start with Bill Clinton. And so I've just been continuing on with this same thing, trying to find others that maybe you can explain a little bit better than I can, but basically what I've been doing is calling their number and saying, look, as an American citizen, I'm disgusted that my government would be involved in atrocities and genocide of a civilian people at a time of war. And I don't think the cluster bombing neighborhoods and killing civilian television people at the Serbian TV and destroying the infrastructure and civilian and water towers and waterworks and polluting the Danube River is what I think should be done. I think as American, I want to see Bill Clinton charged with heinous war crimes against humanity.
Yeah, and don't forget, all of these attacks are aimed at one ethnic group, Serbs. That's racism.
Absolutely, and I thought we were supposed to embrace everybody's differences.
Well, that's what I thought,
too. I couldn't see the federal government standing up for the Freeman in Montana or the Branch Davidians or the Republic of Texas guys.
No, or the Rwandans or the Cambodians. Or I could name so many atrocities and genocidal actions that have occurred. And, of course, we have never gone to the aid of black Africans, ever. And in Rwanda, they've already murdered in excess of 750,000 people. Murdered! Not refugees. Murdered!
Absolutely. Last
the refugees are in the millions!
Two Saturdays back, they had a program out here at Teach-In by KPFK Commie Radio. And I like to listen to all the different points of view. They had Tom Hayden on. And boy, you know what? I would say that other than a few minor things, Tom Hayden's a right-wing fanatic radical.
Really? Well, he used to be Commie Jane Fonda's.
Oh, well, and probably in a few other things, but on this Yugoslavian thing, he was hitting right on the money, talking about the New World Order, the IMF. I mean, he was, well, you know, I had to call KPFK up and go, hey, man, the ADLs are going to start. You guys sounding like WWCR and WCBQ and all these other right-wing radio stations.
Oh.
Let me give that number out one more time now that people have had the opportunity to get a pencil.
Okay.
0-1-1-4-1-2-9-1-7-9-2-5-6. It may cost you a dollar or so to call there. Who cares? It's a dollar well spent.
Now, who exactly are they going to get when they call?
They will get Louise, and I'm going to spell her name. It's A-R-B-O-U-R. And Arbor, and she is the chief prosecutor of this tribunal.
All right.
I mean, this is like when I told you to call the Rosie O'Donnell show. I mean, I cut through and I find exactly who we need to talk to. I'm not going to let anybody call and make a bunch of runarounds.
Good.
I want your phone call to be efficient and specific to the point purpose. And to the people we need to talk to.
Good. Let's hang these coercive mafia crooks.
Absolutely.
That's what they are. They're just cheap hoodlums is what they are.
Well, you know, here it is. Either you allow us to come in and just turn your country upside down, invade you, and pay total disrespect to all the laws, or we bomb you. Well, I would hope that if that extreme was given to President Clinton, he wouldn't just roll over. But
well, I think everybody should read the Rambouillet Agreement.
Oh.
Our accords, I should say. It wasn't an agreement. Nobody agreed.
Right.
Everybody should read the Rambouillet Accord to see exactly what Madeleine Albright was trying to shove down the throats of the Serbian people.
Speaking of Madeleine Albright, can I tell you something real quick that happened? I was in Hollywood, and I thought I saw Bo Grice there, right? A silver-haired guy with paratrooper wings on the back of his Mercedes. This was an Easter Sunday. So I went over, and then I realized it wasn't him, but the guy had paratrooper wings on. So I asked him, I go, hey, how you doing? You look kind of military. What do you think of this involvement? And in the course of the conversation, I found out that he was a freshly retired NATO commander from the, over there. And without getting into any specifics or whatever, I asked him about this, and he said that they called, that most of the NATO commanders over there called Madeleine Albright the Mad Bomber, and that they were totally just untrustworthy of her and so forth and so on. So I think what we have here is a group. of mafioso types, extortion racket people that just, you know, if you don't, you know, bend to our will destroy you.
Doesn't
no different than coming over to a shop owner saying, I want $100 a week or your shop's going to burn down. The guy says, well, I'm not having any problem any now.
Yeah.
You will if you don't pay us $100 a week.
Doesn't she look like a bird of prey?
Well, you know, what amazes me is that, you know, here she is, I think she's 58 years old or whatever, that she just found out that she was Jewish. And, you know, it's just, I don't understand this, where they're trying to hood
I don't understand it either.
And I don't care whether she's Jewish or not, but my point is that, you know, if she's 58 years old and supposed to be such an intelligent woman, what took so long for her to find out?
Oh, and have you heard the latest?
No, I haven't.
General Clark just found out that he was Jewish.
Well, you probably got my picture of the sign I have every day down on
Facebook. I'm getting Island. Sick of this.
Yeah, so, you know, it's just, you know, Albert Pike, are you there? Hello? You're writing this whole thing up. Bill, I'll let some other callers get in, please. Everyone, spend the dollar. Call the International Criminal Tribunal for the former Yugoslavia. That number is in The Hague, in the World Court. And let's get some action here. Let's use their rules against them. Okay? Thanks, Bill.
Thanks for calling. 520-333-4578. Yeah, it says all of a sudden it's as if everybody's got to become Jewish so that when they call Slobodan Milosevic Hitler and make reference to the Holocaust, that everybody will get on the bandwagon much, much quicker. I really don't know what this is all about, but I'll tell you why. It makes me sick. I just can't stand it. Good evening. You're on the air.
Yeah, Bill.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, it's John from Houston.
Hi, John.
Well, while the last caller was talking to you, you went off the air, and, I mean, the whole signal went down for about, maybe 15 or 20 seconds, and then you came back up again.
Well, you need to call WBCQ about that. There's nothing I can do about it. I got an hour and a half more broadcast to do.
Yeah, I just wanted you to know what happened. Interesting thing happened here in Houston yesterday.
When did it go down? Exactly at what point?
Oh, just maybe about 15 seconds. Well, it went down about a half minute before the fellow got off the line. And, again, it was down for...
At what point? What was the conversation about?
About Madeleine Albright discovering that she was Jewish.
Oh, that's very interesting, because the owner of the station is Jewish.
Oh, okay.
If that's what happened, and if that's at the point of the conversation when it happened, I'm going to roast somebody's ears really good. This is getting very interesting.
Yeah.
Very interesting.
I mean, the whole darn signal, because I've got one of those Radio Shack Sangean shortwaves.
Uh-huh.
And it has a signal strength indicator on there, and the whole signal just went down to zero for about 15 to 20 seconds.
Uh-huh.
And then it came back up again.
Well, somebody's fooling around like that at WBCQ. Well, then, you know, they can take their politically correct stuff and shove it right up their ass. You know, that animal out in the barnyard that they've got out there?
Or the one that they have in the White House. Interesting thing happened here in Houston yesterday. In one of the local talk shows here, they have... a fellow who has a talk show, as a matter of fact, about this time of the night, but he was subbing for a guy earlier in the afternoon, and it's the former astronaut Walter Cunningham. And he was interviewing none other than Ron Paul, whom I consider as one of the very, very few statesmen that we have in Washington, rather than the typical sleazy, gutless politician.
Mm-hmm.
And Ron Paul, when basically, because Walt Cunningham and Ron Paul are both vehemently opposed to our intrusion into Yugoslavia, and when Ron Paul was asked, well, what did he think was basically behind it, and according to him, there are some 14 major American corporations who basically wanted Slobodan Milosevic to play ball with him, and he wouldn't do it, so now the pressure is on.
We don't deal in rumor. That's rumor. There's no substantiation for that. We don't deal in rumor here. We deal in fact.
Well, that's what Ron Paul said, and I wanted to pass that along.
Well, if Ron Paul can furnish some kind of proof, then I, for one, would like to see it. But we don't like to deal with rumor here.
Yeah, one of the things that they said, too, is a matter of fact that the local company here, Brown & Root Construction, as you well know, was deeply... involved with Lyndon Johnson during his heyday.
Oh, yeah, they had all the contracts in Vietnam.
Oh, yeah. Well, Brown & Root is already over there getting ready to, shall we say, rebuild what we're bombing today.
Sure.
And
well, what they're doing is with all this bombing, they're destroying the entire infrastructure of the nation. which is going to have to be rebuilt. That's big business.
Sure.
That's big business.
Of course.
Just like in Kuwait. That was big business.
Well, and isn't it strange that we're going over there and we're now making friends with Albania, who for years was the most hardcore communist country in all of the Balkans?
Not only that, but they're the biggest hoodlum crook drug dealers and smugglers and drug pushers in all of Europe.
Yeah, and Milosevic is being indicted for war crimes for allegedly, yet I've never seen any real proof.
There isn't any
allegedly
proof.
Allegedly murdering 340 Albanians, while Clinton has murdered thousands of civilians, including bombing a nursing home the other night and bombing a hospital last week, both in strict violation of international law.
The whole thing is in violation. Why should he care about international law when bombing in the first place is against international law? It's against the NATO treaty. It's against the United Nations Charter. It's against the Constitution for the United States of America. And now he's gone beyond the 60-day limit where he can send troops into combat, and Congress isn't saying a damn thing.
Well, Ron Paul and some of his colleagues, like Senator Tom Campbell of California, have filed a lawsuit in a federal court,
which will take years to decide, and in the meantime, all of this will go on.
Well, of course, because most of the Republicans up there are gutless, nutless eunuchs who, instead of, at the very least, they could have cut off the funding for Clinton to have his war, but what do? They doubled whatever he asked for.
Well, let me tell you where the responsibility really lies. Everybody listening to this broadcast and everybody in this country, go look in the mirror. That's where it really lies.
Well, they're the ones who voted him in.
Not just voting him in, they're allowing him to do it.
Yeah.
He's broken every law in the world and every law in this country, and they're saying, oh, but, you know, we've got to do this because once we get in there, NATO will lose credibility and we must back our troops and all of this stuff, the same thing that Hitler's henchmen and the SS generals said at Nuremberg.
Absolutely. That's the thing that I've been hitting on these local talk shows about backing the troops, is that's exactly what the Nazis said back during World War II, the National Socialists, that, oh, we were only following orders.
Well, these guys are socialists, too.
Well, of course. But I've been trying to wake some of these local yokels up, and, of course, it's pretty hard to do it because the local talk shows here in Houston, basically you have these pseudo-conservatives, and I use the term very, very clearly, pseudo-conservatives who are on there, and you start talking about the New World Order or anything like that, they start cutting you off very early. Their allegiance is to worship at the altar of George Bush and the Republican Party.
No, they're worshiping at the altar of their agenda, which is New World Order, world government. They're socialists.
But in the meantime, I'm predicting, I think with all of this stuff going on and how the Republicans have been folding very conveniently.
What Republicans? There is no difference between the Democrats and the Republicans in Washington, D.C. Hasn't been for many years.
Right. But, well, like George Wallace said, the only difference was there wasn't a dime's worth of difference.
Well, now there's not a nickel's worth, and I doubt if it's even a penny.
Yeah, and if you open up your briefcase, all you find is a peanut butter and jelly sandwich. But the main thing is that I've been letting people know about this as often as I could in the local talk shows, but it's awfully hard to get the word out here locally simply because the talk shows here on the local CBS affiliate KPRC radio are very, very, you know, controlled by the New World Order.
It wouldn't be hard at all. It wouldn't be hard at all if the whole community would get on the phone, and every time they answered the phone, that's all they got.
Yeah, well, think back to the...
They'd either have to talk about it, or they'd have to go off the air.
Well, think back to the congressional election of 1996, in November of 96, okay? At that time, Houston Police Department was conducting joint live fire exercises with Special Forces troops from Fort Benning, Georgia, here in Houston, at the Port of Houston. As a matter of fact, the local TV affiliate, KPRC Television Channel 2, which is an NBC affiliate, went over there and actually showed film footage that they took down there of all the bullet holes and pock marks from the bullets in some of these abandoned warehouses along the ship channel. And I tried to call into KPRC radio to discuss this thing because I was very upset about it, to discuss it with those idiots at the talk show. and they wouldn't let me mention it. I called every day that week. And finally, on Friday of that week, after the election had occurred on Tuesday, well, finally on Friday, I was able to get through because their seven-second delay wasn't working that day. So I got on the air with another pretense and then zinged them with this thing and brought out this information. And once I did, then they let everybody else talk about it. But no one was allowed to talk about it until I zinged them on that Friday of that week.
Does that surprise you?
No. No, not at all.
Well, it shouldn't.
One of the talk show hosts, John Matthews.
It shouldn't, because whoever owns the radio station has the freedom of speech, nobody else.
Right. But John Matthews, the so-called conservative talk show host that they have here, was having lunch with a lady I know who was with the Taxpayers Coalition of Greater Houston. And he admitted to her that he knew all about this New World Order business, but you see, he had a couple of kids in college, and so da-da-da-da-da.
Children.
Well, typical wimps, though. I mean,
yeah. Listen, I got to let you go.
Okay,
got to get somebody
Bill,
else
have a great day.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
520-333-4578. I'm going to try something. I'm going to try something. There we go. I'm going to try something. One. Whoops. Nope. That didn't work. Let me see. Boy, I'm really screwing up here. I'm trying to make a call over this Gintner. Now let me try it again, okay? Here we go. I'm going to do that. Do this. I'm going to see if it works. Not working. You know what I got to do? I think I'm going to have to do this. Where is it? I'm going to try this. We'll see what happens. And I'm waiting. One ringy dingy. Remember that little routine? Who?
This is Tom.
This is Tom.
The engineer for the rest of the week.
WBCQ?
That's correct.
Okay. I'm calling you because...
we had some transmitter problems.
Right at the point where somebody mentioned that Madeleine Albright had just discovered that she was Jewish?
Well, I was in the other room, and the transmitter jumped out. We have some rain outside right now, so the conditions are very dense moisture at this point.
Okay, I'm going to believe you.
The power supply and the transmitter had a lot of bullets on it. Sometimes she's arced over.
I'm going to believe
it. It's about 15, 20 seconds for the overload circuit to reset. So.
Okay, I'm going to believe you. I'm going to believe you this time. Okay, but it better not ever happen again.
Well, I'm doing the best I can, Mr. Cooper.
Okay, thank you very much.
I am not a Jewish person. So
I didn't say you were. But the station is owned by Jewish people who have a history that's just coming out of dumping anybody who mentions Jewish anything. Okay.
Mr. Wiener is very liberal in that regard.
I know Mr. Wiener.
And he will not ever censor you or anybody else for that matter.
I hope not.
Okay.
Okay. Now my whole audience has the story from the station, and they understand that I won't tolerate censorship.
Oh, I understand.
Okay.
And I realize that you can probably go to other stations in the network, which is fine. Right now we're just having some minor transmitter problems.
Okay.
And sometimes the transfer just jumps out. When
thank you very much. And don't threaten me with going to other stations on the network. I just might do it tomorrow night if you do that to me. I don't like that.
You
just did. You just did. Don't ever do that again, because I'll terminate my contract instantly if it ever happens again.
Okay.
Gee, did you hear that? Did you hear him threaten me? You can always go to another network. You can kiss my butt, buddy. Good evening. You're on the air.
This is Helen from New York.
Hi, Helen.
I heard on the radio, I think it was Saturday, that there was a congressman that was going to bring to court the fact that President Clinton was doing proclaimed a war illegally, and the court decision was supposed to be today. I haven't heard any word about it, and I just thought maybe some of your listeners might have picked it up.
Well, I doubt if the court decision would be today. When they take things in like that into court, it usually drags out for a long, long time. They have to have presentment of the complaint. Then they have to hear what the people charge, how they answer it, and then they have to present arguments and motions and all that kind of stuff. It could go on for years, literally. Paul Harvey is the Paul Harvey is the guy that tried to talk Randy Weaver into picking up a telephone from an FBI robot where a shotgun was aimed directly at the telephone to blow his arm off if he did.
Mm-hmm.
So I wouldn't believe anything Paul Harvey said. Thanks, but I appreciate your telling us that. That's what they told you, and that's what you heard, and I appreciate your telling us, and me especially.
I didn't hear the answer, so.
Yeah, well, don't hold your breath.
Hey, I'm with you, Bill.
I know you are.
Thank you very much.
Thanks for calling.
Bye.
Yeah, don't hold your breath on that kind of stuff, folks. It means nothing, what they say. It means absolutely nothing. Don't listen to what they say. Watch what they do and what happens. You know, of course you can listen to what they say and sort of get a feel for the deceptions that they're trying to con us into. But if you listen to what they say and you believe it for even an instant, you're going to get really disappointed. Good evening. You're on the air.
Yeah. Hi, Bill. This is Vince calling out of Minneapolis, St. Paul.
Hi, Vince.
I think something we should maybe talk about in light of what I might feel is going to be a growing censorship on what we hear on the radio. And,
I just heard some. Did you hear him threaten me? You could always go to another network. Did you hear him say that?
Yeah. Well, you know, pretty soon there's not going to be any other networks to go to. I don't know if you've heard
about...
Yes,
there is. We create our own. We create our own networks. We broadcast no matter what.
I don't know, Bill, if you heard that Art Bell and his attorney are suing WWCR, Worldwide Christian Radio, for $60 million.
I've known about that for months.
Yeah.
And that's not the reason that Art Bell went off the air. The reason Art Bell went off the air is because his son was engaged in some kind of a homosexual incident. I don't know whose fault it was. I'm not saying that his son is gay. I don't know. But his son was involved in some homosexual incident with a teacher. The teacher has been sentenced to life imprisonment. Now his son is suing the teacher for all kinds of damages and stuff. That's why Art Bell really went off the air.
Well, why is he suing WWCR for $60 million then? He said it was because, I guess, on the Ted Gunderson radio show, somebody accused Art Bell of being a pedophile.
I don't know. Did they do that? I didn't hear the broadcast. If they did, and he's not, then maybe they deserve to be sued.
Yeah, I guess he's suing WWCR because they aired Ted Gunderson's show, and I guess somebody that was on that show said that Art Bell had paid off some people to squash a conviction for child molestation.
I have no idea, but it's going to be awful hard for Art Bell to sue them and make it stick, because Art Bell is a very famous radio personality, and the law says if you're a very famous radio personality or a Hollywood movie star or the president of the United States, you know, people can say almost what they want about you. So,
when I was listening, I caught bits and pieces of that show when he was talking about his suing, and I was thinking, what's more dangerous? I know, Bill, you said a lot of things about Art Bell on the air.
I believe
you even said that he's one of the members of the Illuminati.
Yeah, but I never say anything that's not true. That's why I'm not being sued.
Well, that's what I thought.
You see, I only say what's true, and I don't say it if I can't prove it.
Right.
I never say it if I can't prove it.
But I think it kind of sets up a dangerous precedent where, you know, if somebody says something on the airwaves, you're going to destroy the radio station because of what somebody says on that radio station.
Well, they can't.
So you think Art Bell's going to lose this case?
I have no idea, but he's not going to get a penny from WWCR. WWCR is not responsible for what somebody says when they pay for the airtime, and they're airing their own broadcast.
Okay.
See, when you pay for the airtime, it's like renting a motel room.
Right. Well, I'd hate to see the censorship start. I know that you definitely went off the air for about a minute or so, you know, tonight. So
yeah. Well,
let's just hope it's not going to get trigger-happy people, just trying to squash anything that might get them sued or whatever.
Yeah, and the guy at the station said he wasn't Jewish. Well, you don't have to be Jewish to have this political mindset, New World Order. You can't talk about certain subjects, bullshit, attitude. And that's probably exactly what he's got.
Bill, I watch these talking heads a lot on the programs on Sunday morning, and I just get so sick to my stomach listening to these people. I even saw Elizabeth Dole today on Rosie O'Donnell's show, and she is absolutely putrid. She's talking about putting mandatory trigger locks on all guns to save the children.
She can talk all she wants to. She just killed any chances that she ever might have had to be president of the United States. It ain't going to happen.
Yeah, I hope not.
It ain't going to happen.
But, Bill, when I hear these talking heads on these news programs, I wish that there would be somebody like you to counteract these people and to get in their face and to knock some sense into them.
Never will be. Never will be, because it's controlled. You don't hear all sides of an argument. You
That's
only
true.
Hear the agenda of the people presenting their argument.
And
they don't allow fair debates. They ambush people. Or they'll go out to interview you, and they might film you, take you on camera for 3 hours, and guess what they're going to show? They're going to take one thing that you said out of context, make a soundbite out of it, and that's all you'll see is about 6 seconds of videotape out of that 3 hours.
That's true. And, Bill, some people that I really can't stand, I really wish that somebody would put them on the spot is this NATO, the head of NATO, is it Wesley Clark?
Yes.
What do you think of that man? I can't stand him, Bill. I can't stand him.
I can't stand him either. He's arrogant. He's despicable. His own military people in the military don't like him. And that's pretty unusual. You don't make rank like that unless you're a pretty likable person, but not just likable. You don't make rank because you're likable. You make rank because you've got it on the ball and you're doing the right thing and you're likable. You can give orders without making everybody hate your guts because you gave them orders.
I heard a person call into our radio program. I can't remember which one it was, but they had mentioned that this Wesley Clark had something to do with the Waco massacre.
He did. He was involved. We don't know the extent that he was involved, but he was involved, yes.
That I find it really repulsive. I can't stand that man. Another person I have a problem with is Senator McCain.
I have a problem with him, too, but I have a bigger problem with the American people that would elect someone who had been brainwashed for over 7 years by the communists, not only the North Vietnamese, but the Chinese communists and Russian brainwashing specialists, elect him to the United States Senate and then actually seriously think about electing him to the presidency. He may not even know what they have done to his mind.
Yeah, and I think his mind is shot. It really is. For what I hear coming out of him, it doesn't make any sense. But, Bill, I would really like to see somebody like you get on some of these talk show panels and to just tell the truth and just get in these people's face, because they are so obnoxious with their political correctness.
Oh, I'd love to do it, but it's not going to happen. You can forget it. It's not going to happen ever.
Yeah, I know it's not. Just like we're never going to really have a freely elected president in my mind. I think we're always going to get the two evils, the figureheads of the New World Order, for president of the United States.
I'm really upset about that guy threatening me. I'm telling you what, you just may not hear this broadcast on this station tomorrow night. I am really pissed off about that. I don't like that. Or I'm not a person that gets threatened.
Yeah, I don't like that either. I'm with you, Bill. I don't like to get pushed around. There's only so much you can take.
Yeah, well, I don't take it at all from anybody.
I don't blame you. You're the only voice of truth out there, basically. You're my number one choice for getting good information. You have a good day, Bill.
Thank you. Thanks for calling. 520-333-4570. I never heard of this guy before. I called up, expected Alan to answer, and here's this guy. Good evening, you're on the air.
Hi. Oh, Brother Cooper.
Yes.
Hey, this is Bill from North Carolina.
Hello, Bill.
Hey, just really glad to talk to you, and you're doing a great job. And, you need to go arm yourself good. I mean, I carry a 9mm pistol everywhere I go in North Carolina. because it's not against the law to carry it right out in the open. So I do it, you know.
I would never carry a 9mm pistol. I would never carry a 9mm pistol. I carry a 45 automatic.
Oh, I have one of them, too.
Yeah, well, that's the one I carry.
Well, I carry a 9mm because it has high velocity and long range. I love the 45. I mean, I've been a gunsmith. I was had a gun shop and everything, but Comrade Clinton, you know, put me out of business. You know, that's too much paperwork.
You know, I hate to tell you this, but I can stand side by side with anybody holding any 9mm, and I can outshoot them and outdistance them with my 45. In fact, I guarantee you, I can hit a bullseye on the first shot at 115 yards with my 45, and I'll bet you there ain't two people in this whole country can do it with a 9mm.
Well, I've shot both of them. They're in my collection, and I got 357 Magnum and a 38 and blah, 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 blah.
It's not the caliber. It's the individual weapon.
Oh, and the individual that shoots it.
Yes.
You know. And
but I've never seen anybody with a 9mm that could do that. And I've fired with some of the best, I can guarantee you.
Yeah, I've fired a lot of them. I reload a lot of my own ammo.
Not only that, I don't want the bullet to go through them with high velocity. I want it to stop them their tracks where they're not even going to think about messing with me ever again. If I ever have to use it, I pray to God that I don't. I don't want to use it. I don't ever want to hurt anybody.
I know.
But if they threaten me or my family, I will not hesitate.
I stand right with you. I mean, I love to shoot guns, and I shoot in competition, and I've done so, and collect guns, and, you know, I really get into it.
Somebody send this tape to Rosie O'Donnell.
Yeah.
Let her know who's out here and what we think.
Yeah. And I want you to know that I stand right beside you and what you know, talking about, you know.
Thank you.
And I love you. God bless you. I pray for you. But I like to shoot, and it's a lot of fun. And there's a lot of Americans out there that like to collect guns, shoot guns, go hunting, whatever. And as to myself, I mean, I'm a Christian, and I have no desire to kill anybody whatsoever. I'd rather protect lives.
Good for you.
And I love people, you know.
But if we're threatened, we must be able to defend ourselves, and we must not hesitate to do it if that threat is unlawful.
As a half dozen times in my life, I've had to use a firearm to protect myself or other people. I've had to pull out a firearm and use it. I didn't have to squeeze the trigger, but just the mere presence of a firearm stopped the trouble right there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, especially when they're looking at a 12-gauge shotgun, and they went, no, we don't want any trouble. And I had three people lie down on the ground and plead with me not to shoot them. I said, you just stay right where you are. And the police showed up and cuffed them and carried them away. And they said, thank you. That was it.
Good.
That was years ago, you know.
Okay, but, let's get some more callers in here. Thanks for your call.
Hey, Brother Bill, you have a good one.
Thank you.
Bye.
Thanks for calling. 520-333-4578 is the number. We'll be taking your calls for the rest of the broadcast. Good evening. You're on the air.
Yeah, hi, Bill. This is Virginia over here in Texas.
Hi, Virginia.
I'm glad you're on the air. I'll tell you what. I have been listening to that station you're on there out of Maine, is it?
Uh-huh.
And there's been several times I've heard the people call talking about Pastor John Lewis. They'd like to get him off the air.
Mm-hmm.
And someone else at one time.
I don't know anything.
Commented, was trying to egg other hosts on by calling and asking, well, don't you think Mr. Cooper hates speech, et cetera, et cetera, back to that old story again?
Oh, that's old Kurt Lochner. He's a stalker.
Well, you know what, Mr. Cooper?
What?
Stay on the air just to aggravate them.
He's the guy that calls on Johnny Lightning and calls himself the captain.
Well, half the time I can't hear that station. I can hear it fairly well tonight because I just got new batteries.
Yeah, well, that's who he is. He's been stalking me and this family for years. He's a very dangerous, sick, mentally ill person.
Oh.
There's no hate speech on this broadcast. Never has been.
I know.
We are the, in fact, I'd say that we're the main bulwark on the air representing all peoples of all races, all religions, and all points of ancestral origin in standing up for their freedom. Nobody else does it.
Well, that's absolutely right. I've been listening for some years, you know, when I could pick you up. And we all know about the one down there in Costa Rica, how they were trying to get you off. But just, you know, just aggravate them. Stay on the air.
Now, the one in Costa Rica is funded by a bunch of university, Marxist Socialist University professors from the University of Oregon.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I heard you mention that one.
Yeah, it's true. Mm-hmm. And we've got all their names. We know exactly who they are. So I'm just waiting to get a tape of them really slandering me on the air, and I'm going to own the University of Oregon, or at least a good percentage of whatever their professors own.
Right. Well, I really enjoy your program, and I know that you have some valuable information. They would love to get you off, but just stay on, please.
Oh, yeah. The socialists in this world, they'd like to see me dead.
Well,
they're the real haters.
That's true. Oh, have a good evening, Mr. Cooper. Thank you very much.
Thank you for calling.
Bye-bye.
520-333-4578 is the number. Good evening. You're on the air.
Yes, it's John, Mr. Cooper, up in Canada. How are you tonight?
Good.
Good. I heard the static or whatever up here, too, and it is a really muggy area. I'm no expert in climate control, whatever. Now, just as you were talking to this lady just now, you were off for about another 20 seconds while I was trying to dial into you, and then I shut my radio off in case I did get into you, but it did go off again for about 20 seconds. And so I really do believe in this particular instance that it really is weather.
No, he didn't say it was weather. He said the transmitter tripped off.
Oh, I thought he said it had something to do with, I heard him say something to do with the weather that was muggy.
No.
He
said
well,
the transmitter tripped off.
Oh, I thought it was something to do with density or something.
Well, I know about transmitting. Transmitter doesn't trip off unless somebody flips it off. And if it trips off, if for some reason a transmitter transmitting 50,000 watts trips off because something's wrong, you don't get it back up in 20 seconds or 30 seconds or a minute.
Okay, but I'm just looking for the interest of truth and fairness, too. But now with this woman you were just talking to the last call before I had to shut the radio off, to be honest now, there was no talk about Jews from that lady.
Wouldn't it be convenient if it happened a few more times just so he could say, well, it had nothing to do with that subject?
That's true. That's true. But, okay, see, I've been inspired by all you people down there, eh? I'm up in Canada. So I'm going to start a program, actually, next week on the 8th, a half hour, giving a British-Canadian viewpoint. But I've been very, very impressed with all of you, the free speech, the whole bit, you know, and it's upsetting to me to suddenly hear that there might be any hanky-panky going on there, so I'll sure be listening with interest.
Okay. Well, I don't know if there is or not, but I think it's extremely suspicious when things like that happen, when certain words are mentioned in this politically correct atmosphere that exists today. And I don't buy these excuses that come right off the wall like that.
Especially
after the guy threatened me. Did you hear that?
I did. He was squirming because I think he is a new...
You can always go to another network. Well, buddy, I just might do that tomorrow.
I hope you don't. I think Mr. Wiener, to me, he's been great as far as I can see at this point. But, of course, I haven't had to yet pay out, and I don't have the time that you have been paying for. But as far as I can see, I've been listening carefully to Shortwave for quite a few years, and I don't think you get a fair guy. You were commending him about a month or two ago, I believe, when he was being criticized and harassed again for knocking Pierce off the air, and you were really sticking up for him.
No, I didn't stick up for him. I didn't stick up for him at all. I said, I don't understand why you people can't hear what I'm saying.
I thought you said that leave Al Wiener alone. Those were your words. I wish you people would stop picking on Al Wiener.
No, I said I don't know why you're picking on Alan Wiener when he owns the radio station and the freedom of the speech that exists belongs to him. That's what I said. If you want freedom of speech, you got to own your own station. You got to own your own newspaper. You got to own your own television broadcast or station. You got to own your own network. If you don't, you don't have freedom of speech.
I just thought you said you should leave Alan Wiener alone. It's not like I thought the meaning that you were giving was that that you seem satisfied with Alan Weiner's explanation about the situation with Pierce. And then, as you're just saying now, sir, you know, you went into the reason why, if you don't like it, get your own station, right?
That's well, exactly right. You right. see, I wouldn't be angry with Alan Weiner if he called me up and said, Bill, this is my station, and I don't like what you're saying, so I don't want you to broadcast on my station. I wouldn't be angry with him about that at all. But I will be very angry if I'm paying for the airtime, and he's allowing me to broadcast, and he is censoring what I'm saying by jacking around with the transmitter or anything else, or threatens me with going to another network, which he didn't do. Whoever's working there in the studio did.
Well, I'm just sorry to hear all of it, but that's the real world. There's things go on. So anyway, I'm certainly going to give them a try. The station and you people, you all sound great. I hate to hear the problems, but thanks for letting me on.
Thanks for calling.
Okay, bye.
Yeah, I have no problem with the owner of a station calling me man to man and saying, hey, I don't want you talking about that. And of course, I'm going to say, well, I'm going to talk about whatever I want on my broadcast. And he's going to say, well, then you can't broadcast on my station. I say, fine, that's great, Alan. We can stay friends, and I can live with that because the station belongs to you, and the freedom of speech belongs to you. It's your station. Thank you for being honest with me instead of this silly jack crap jacking around with a transmitter. That I don't like. That makes me angry. Good evening. You're on the air.
Hello, Bill.
Yes, sir.
Before you get too worked up, I want to give another interpretation to what you perceived as a threat to go to another station. It seems to me that the station controller might have been saying that you're popular enough that you can pick and choose what...
I don't interpret stuff. I heard what I heard. You can always go to another network. That's a threat. That's a threat.
He didn't say you can go to another...
I heard what he said. That's exactly what he said.
He said you know you could go to another network, meaning that you know you're popular enough. That
no. Now, how do you know what he meant?
Well, he
you don't say things like that to people.
His attitude, his tone of voice wasn't, confrontational. He was trying to placate you.
Oh, I can see you never talked to a corporate dude that's trying to cut your throat before, have you?
Well, no, I haven't.
They do it with sugar and honey.
I think you're getting worked up over nothing.
I'm not getting worked up over nothing. I heard him tell me, after I told him I wasn't going to put up with jacking around with the transmitter, that I could always go to another network. That's a threat.
Well,
now, if you don't perceive it that way, that's fine.
Well,
but that's what I heard, and that's exactly what it was.
Well, he appeared a little shaken, and I think he used the wrong choice.
Is this guy your brother?
What?
Is this your brother?
No, he's not my brother.
Is it your uncle? Well, what are you doing sticking up for him?
Why? Because, I think you're getting worked up over nothing. And
you don't have any slightest idea what I'm getting worked up about.
Do me a favor. When you talk to Mr. Weiner...
What do you mean, do you a favor? I don't even know you.
No, it's a matter of speech. It's a matter of speech, Bill. Come on.
Well, I guarantee you I'll talk to Mr. Weiner. You better believe it.
Would you tell us, his explanation? And I bet you it's the one I'm giving right now.
No. Alan Weiner will give you the explanation that the person that's working for him gives to him.
Right. I bet.
And I doubt
if
it's going to be the truth.
Well, it's probably he's going to say that...
I don't care what the hell he says. I heard a threat, and that's exactly what it was to me, and I don't want to ever hear it again out of anybody's mouth on this radio station. And I don't care whether you like it or not.
No, it's not whether I like it or not. It's just I'm giving you my perception and hoping to diffuse your anger.
You can't diffuse it. Nobody threatens me. Nobody.
Well, I didn't perceive it as a threat, but if you...
Well, that's fine.
That's,
get your own radio station or WBCQ, and when it happens to you, you can perceive it any way you want.
That's right. All right. That's all.
Good. It was a threat. When you're talking to somebody in that kind of context and they say you can always go to another network, that's a threat. I don't care whether you perceive it that way or not. I know what it is. Good evening. You're on the air. I've been dealing with radio stations for a long time. I've heard this crap before from better people who knew how to do it better than this guy. Good evening. You're on the air.
Hi, Bill.
Hi.
Dale from Wisconsin.
Hi, Al.
Boy, people just don't listen.
No, they don't. Yeah, what the hell is it to him? It's not his radio broadcast. He's not paying for the airtime.
Absolutely.
It wasn't him that got cut off, was it?
No.
No.
I've got
but he has to be a good little politically correct listener and try to smooth everything out.
That's true.
You want to smooth something out? Join a road crew. Lay some asphalt.
Well, Friday on McNeil or Lehrer.
McNeil Lehrer report?
Right. I was either Friday, Bill, or Monday show on Channel 2. We receive it here.
Uh-huh.
They came out with a school out west. 4-year-old children were studying the Sudan African area. And it was brought out that they're teaching them.
Well, hold on just a minute. I tell you, you're going to get into something that's going to go a little off, so I got to do this. You're listening to WBCQ, Monticello, Maine, USA. This is the Hour of the Time. I'm William Cooper. Okay, go ahead. 4-year-olds out west. Do you know where?
It was either California or Arizona, but don't quote me.
How could we when you make a statement like that?
I'm sorry. Okay.
Now, do you know about the rest
of
what you're going to talk about, or are you guessing at that, too?
No, I'm not. I just didn't. All right, what they said, that they're teaching the children about the Sudan in regards to slavery. The northern people are coming down to the south and kidnapping late women and children and taking them back to the north. So these 4-year-old children were raising money and funds to be sent over to the Sudan people. The American dollars would be changed into African money, and it showed them at this slavery place where they were buying these children and these ladies back at $50 a head. Now that is pretty sad when they condone doing this.
Sounds like
it's going to make it more and more and more and more.
Sounds like a scam to me. Sounds
absolutely.
Like somebody's talking these children into sending their money over there so that they can get rich. I don't know that, but, you know, how come NATO's not bombing somebody over there?
Exactly.
I mean, if this is really true, how come Clinton's not, you know, talking about that?
Well, then at the end of the piece, they brought this program to Madeleine Albright, and she's going to write these children a thank you letter.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
You mean she's not sending NATO over there?
No.
Why not?
Not today. Maybe tomorrow. Have a good evening, Bill.
Thanks for calling.
You bet.
Now, you see, if that's true, and I don't know if it is or not, then we're living in an insane asylum, you know, pretending that the people who are in the insane asylums are insane when it's really all of us out here who are. If you can get the gist of that. 520-333-4578 is the number. Let's hear a little music. I think we got a little music here. Well, maybe we don't have a little music here. We'll have a little music here pretty soon, hopefully. 520-333-4578 is the number. We'll be taking your calls. But, you know, very few people have been calling me to tell me what's been going on. That's the original question I asked when we went on the air tonight. What's been going on for the last 3 or 4 days? And it appears that everybody took a holiday, which is nothing wrong with that. But I was hoping that somebody would clue me in to what's been going on. I wasn't joking. I turned off the world. I have not been watching, listening, or anything. Good evening. You're on the air.
Good evening, Bill. I wanted to ask you a question, and that would be, do you think that a civil war is inevitable in the United States?
Absolutely, unless the entire population is cowards. And that can't be true because I'm not.
Well, I agree with you. I would say this. If it is inevitable, wouldn't it be better to get the jump before they try to take away all of our guns?
No, we have to have the moral high ground.
Yeah, but I think there's...
You understand what that means? That means we'll be fighting a guerrilla war. Without the support of the population, we have no chance. So we must have the moral high ground. Whether you like it or not, it doesn't matter. That's the reality of the situation.
Well, that probably is. is.
We could have started it at Waco. We could have gone down there and marched peaceably between the Branch Davidians and the federal forces with guns at the ready, and if they had fired on us first, it would have justified beginning a civil war at that time. But we couldn't get anybody to go down there with us. There's Linda Thompson, 14 of her people, and me.
That's sad.
That's very sad.
I have another question for you.
Oh, I'm sorry. It wasn't just me. It was me and Annie and Pooh.
So you had your entire family down there?
Yes.
Well, in the original revolution against the British, wasn't it true that only about 10 to 15% of the populace even resisted the British then?
No, it's more like 3 or 4%. But, you see, they had the moral high ground also. The war started when the British sent troops to Lexington and Concord to seize the muskets and the powder that the colonists had stored in order to defend the colonies.
Mm-hmm.
So when they did that, when the British marched to attack them, they gained the moral high ground. They did not attack the British. The British attacked them.
Right.
The British were in the wrong. They had no right to seize the weapons of the colonists.
I'm sure
even under English law, they had no right to do that.
Right. I'm sure that'll be the case again here. I did also want to say one other thing, and that is
Yeah, you betcha. If they ever come to take our guns away from us, house to house, door to door, you better believe that's when it's going to start.
I would think so. I would hope so. Let's put it like that.
Oh, it will. Guaranteed.
One other thing, I got your, I actually printed a file of yours off the internet that you had on there about what is a militia.
Mm-hmm.
And that was really the best definition and the best writing I've ever seen, actually, on a militia. I just want to compliment you on that and say you did a fine job there. And I appreciate you being on the radio. I try to listen to you as often as I can, and I just appreciate you, Bill. Hang in there.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you for calling.
Have a good evening.
520-333-4578. Right now we have a little bit of music, maybe.
Okay, they did a raid on my house.
Who did a raid on your house?
IRS special agents.
Gee, I thought you were talking about some moon man or something.
Two. IRS special agents.
Okay.
The second time they've been out to the house.
Remember, you're on radio and nobody can read your mind, so explain exactly what you're talking about.
Okay, IRS special agents, Department of Treasury, and...
No, they're not.
No,
the Internal Revenue Service is not listed in the law as an agency of the Department of the Treasury or the Treasury Department.
I kept yelling at them. They're unregistered foreign agents, but they wouldn't listen. And then we had about six or seven U.S. Marshals in the Ottawa County Sheriff's Department. Now, they served a warrant on the property looking for a fugitive.
Yeah.
So I was not named, just the property was.
Uh-huh.
Okay, they searched the house. They went through drawers, little cabinets looking for this fugitive. They stole my trust, and they stole three gold coins.
Why did you have your trust laying around your house? You're supposed to guard that.
Yeah, we just got the minutes back, and we signed it.
Well, then you need to get the names, the exact names of the individuals who conducted the raid, and sue them individually. Do not sue the IRS, the United States government, or anything. Sue them for theft. Also, make a complaint with the local district attorney and police department that they stole personal possessions.
Oh, wait a minute, Bill. This gets really goosey here. Okay, so then they searched the garage. Well, anyways, to make a long story short, the fugitive wasn't here. They dragged me down to the end of the driveway. They all got back in their about seven vehicles. They unhandcuffed me, jumped in their car, and sped off down the road. Okay?
Yeah, so?
We filed a lawsuit. Now, here's what the judge, okay, now, there was no affidavits attached to the warrant. It was a property warrant.
It's an unlawful warrant.
Yeah, there is no...
it's an unlawful warrant.
There's no signatures on the back.
It's an unlawful warrant, I can tell you right now.
Yeah, I know. There's no signatures to the gold coins. There's no record of them taking the gold coins or the trust. Now, the judge has dismissed my lawsuit, and he says, quote, the seizures, which plaintiff alleges to be larceny by the agents, also appear to be seizures pursuant to the search warrant. Can you believe that?
Well, then you have grounds to appeal it now, because he has given you grounds to appeal it because they're not listed in the search warrant.
Yeah, 10-4. He dismissed it without prejudice.
Okay, all you have to do right now is appeal, and appeal with prejudice. Also, challenge the file... a criminal complaint against the judge who was acting unlawfully when he dismissed your complaint.
Yes.
Because if it's not listed in that search warrant, they can't touch it.
No.
Unless they can prove that it was involved in a crime. If in the process of searching a property, they find contraband, like drugs or something like that, they can seize it. But gold coins and a trust is not contraband. So
Unbelievable. You
go back and do these things, and you must immediately file an appeal. Don't wait.
No, we're going to be getting that done in the next couple of days.
Yeah, do it immediately.
Yeah, because I just got the order Saturday.
Yeah, and file criminal complaints against the judge.
Yeah.
Who's obviously in collusion with these hoodlums, Nazi jackbooted thugs. They're starting to get that way in this town.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure.
I have a friend who has one leg. And his only crime is that he owns an herb shop and wears a pistol, sometimes two pistols, which is guaranteed right of anybody who lives in the state of Arizona. And the local police are starting to jack him around. They're stopping him and harassing him and all kinds of stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. He doesn't deal in drugs. He doesn't sell drugs. He's not a criminal. He's got one leg and doesn't even wear a prosthesis. He gets around on a crutch. He's got about seven children, and, you know, he doesn't need this crap. But they see him in his shop with his guns, and they come in and start arguments about political subjects, and then he tells them to get the hell out of his shop, and so they harass him.
Yeah.
So he's, right now, he's collecting information and evidence and writing it all down and getting witnesses so that he can sue these individuals in the Round Valley who are persecuting him.
Oh, yeah.
And so... You know, when you sue individuals, they can't get support from the police department or the city. They don't pay for their lawyers. They got to pay for their own.
Yeah.
So these guys are in for a big surprise real quick because I'm advising him on what to do.
Oh, yeah. Well, thanks a lot, Bill. Keep up the good work.
Thanks a lot for calling.
Okay, God bless.
And remember, do that real quick.
Oh, yeah, we're going to do it.
Okay, go for it. Kick their butts.
Bye.
Eat them alive. 520-333-4578. Yeah, when individuals operating in the public trust decide to become criminals, go after them individually. Go after them individually. Sue them. Prosecute them. File charges against them. Let the people in the community know what they're doing and who they are and where they live and what their name is. Write letters to the editor of the local newspaper. Don't let them get off the hook. Hound them right out of your city. Good evening. You're on the air.
Hi, this is Veronica from Virginia.
Hi, Veronica.
So I have some good news for you. We wanted to know what was going on.
Yeah.
Well, I went down to Rolling Thunder this weekend.
Okay.
And fortunately, I was the only one with a placard so everybody could see me. And I was standing on the bridge, and I got a lot of hoots and hollers and horns blowing and everything.
Okay, now tell everybody in the listening audience who may not know what Rolling Thunder is.
Rolling Thunder is the Vietnam vets that come in every year for 12 years. This is number 12.
Come in where?
Come into Washington, D.C.
On what?
On motorcycles.
Now
lots
you're,
of them.
Now you're getting the hang of radio.
Okay. Yeah, Rolling Thunder. They come in. They're still looking for their MIAs and POWs, and they're very, very concerned with the men that were left behind. But my placard read, Yugoslavia is Europe's problem, no U.S. troops. And I held it up high, and I got a lot of horns, and it was great.
Good for you.
Yeah, but I got a couple of bikers that didn't like it. They flicked me the bird. Got a couple of people that told me that we would be speaking German today if it weren't for the U.S. troops going to Europe to help out.
Well, you know, those are sheeple.
Yes, I know. I got a good audience, and I want to send my appreciation to all the vets that are listening. I was going down towards the wall, and a woman came up and said, "How dare you carry that placard down to such a solemn place?" And I couldn't help it. I had to stand my ground.
Good for you. That's
and,
exactly where it should be.
Explain to her that 800,000 people that would leave their ground and flee, a troop of 40,000 without any resistance, deserve this. You know, these people are so, the wool is over their eyes. And,
yeah.
And I'd like your explanation of them, sheeple. Because the wool has just been pulled over their eyes. They do not understand.
They're people who listen and parrot what they hear. They have no idea what patriotism means. They've never read the Constitution. It's my country, right or wrong, which is exactly what the Nazi war criminals said at the Nuremberg trials. It's, you know, if the president says we got to do it, we got to back the president, we got to back the troops. Doesn't matter if we're right or wrong. They don't even know nothing about the war.
Nothing about it. She was trying to tell me that she's a history teacher, and I asked her, could you please tell me when there became Kosovars? Because as far as I know, up until 89, there was no such thing as a Kosovar. There were Albanians, and there were Yugoslavians, but there were no Kosovars. I can't find anything before 89,
well,
if anybody knows, call in.
You're absolutely right.
But as a history teacher, I asked her to explain it. She couldn't.
No.
But I'll tell you, I had 20 men, vets, come up and hug me and ask to have their picture taken with my placard and tell me that they don't want to see another wall go up. They don't want to leave more men behind. And I've got a daughter who's just been promoted today to a specialist in the U.S. Army, and I am so proud of her. But she doesn't need to go be fighting a war for this. Corporations, for the people that just want to make money. It's just not fair. Yeah. You know, we have problems here.
Yeah.
And it is Europe's problem. It is not our problem.
Yeah, well, if it's Europe's problem, how come we're furnishing all the planes and all the pilots and all the...
and killing
the,
all the
ground.
Civilians.
Yeah, why are
we...
It doesn't sound like Europe doesn't sound like they're concerned about it to me.
Well, you know, Europe didn't come to Nicaragua when we were having a problem.
That's right.
It's about the same size country, you know, and they were so worried about the communist threat, you know, and here they're supporting a communist Albania. It doesn't
That's right.
make sense.
The KLA is an army of drug dealers, crooks, gangsters,
open,
and drug dealers.
Open arms markets everywhere in Albania.
Yeah.
You can go get anything you want.
Sure.
You want a grenade launcher?
Yeah, I know.
But I just want to say thanks to all the people that stood up with me. There's a lot of people out there that don't understand it. You know, I have to wonder if they need a place to go have another vacation. This time it'll be the Yugoslavian wall. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it just didn't make sense. But, I thank all the guys for coming out and remembering.
Well, I thank 19-year-old kids
mm-hmm. that were out there.
Children. Kids
yeah.
are goats. I don't know if goats live to be 19. They might.
Well, by the way, did you happen to hear anything on the Foreign Relations Committee and Pinkerton's quick visit to answer to the group of people that went to a third country? I'm sorry, it just slipped my mind. But the whole thing is that Campbell asked him only two questions. And one question was, are you going to ask Congress, now, Ambassador Pinkerton is at the UN,
mm-hmm.
Are you going to ask Congress for permission to put ground troops in Yugoslavia? And Ambassador Pinkerton could not answer that.
That means he is.
Well, he has
if he,
to have
he was
legal counsel.
No. Let me say this, because I said it wrong. That means that he probably expects that they will put ground troops in. Otherwise, he would have said, yes, I'm going to ask Congress not to allow him to do that.
But the second question was the most revealing. He said, are there now hostilities on the ground in Yugoslavia?
Yes.
Pinkerton could not answer without legal counsel.
Well, the reason he can't is because there absolutely has been since March the 21st.
Yeah, and it's Cambodia and Laos and all that all over again.
Yeah, we have had special forces troops and forward air observers, British SAS troops, and Canadian special forces in Kosovo fighting with the KLA since March 21st. Mm. On the ground.
On the ground, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, it sounds a lot like Laos again and Cambodia.
Well, it just sounds to me like another big giant pack of lies and a decade of murders. No more decades of murders.
Well, I had another message on the other side of the sign, and I couldn't find the president, so I went up to Mr. Buchanan and asked him if he could answer it. The other side of the sign said, Mr. President, can you please define Chinese carryout?
I like that. That's good.
Well, you have a good night. I just wanted to lighten things up and tell you that there are good things going on.
Well, you did. Thank you for calling. And thank you for going and doing what you did and holding up your sign and not giving up in the face of adversity.
All right. You have a good evening.
You too.
Bye-bye.
520-333-4578. You see, that's what you should all be doing, all of you. Every time I see somebody really doing it, it's always a woman. It's amazing. Good evening. You're on the air.
Yeah, Bill. This is Bill from New Jersey. Your question tonight was, for us to kind of give you the news as to what was going on. Well, if the rest of your listeners are like me, I mean, I don't even watch the news on TV. I don't listen to it on the radio. If I want news, I turn your program on. And that's where I get my news from.
Well, you can't get any tonight because I don't know it.
I know that. One thing I wanted to say, I was pretty upset when I read what happened in Australia. I've known some Australian people, and to me they're a pretty tough breed. And I just couldn't understand why the hell they gave up their guns without even a fight.
They didn't. They went underground. The guns are underground. They didn't give them up. They gave up the junk, and, of course, the socialists gave up their guns. But the real Australians didn't give up their guns. There's a huge market in guns underground now in Australia.
Well, that's good news.
In fact, if you'll go to our webpage and go to the hot news, hot headline news, I think there's a story there about it.
All right. Okay. Well, like I say, I go to your station for the news. When I watch TV, I watch A&E Arts and Entertainment or the History Channel or something like that. But I don't deal with those talking heads because they make me sick anyway.
Yeah, well, they make me sick too. But I got to know what they're saying in order to be able to straighten out the lies from the truth.
Yeah. Well, okay. I'm glad you straightened me out on that Australian business. I'm glad to hear that.
Yeah, the Aussies are not a bunch of wimps.
Well, I know. They're a tough breed.
They are.
They really are. Well, all right. Thank you. Have a good night.
You're welcome.
Bye.
520-333-4578 is the number. Oh, yes. And you, too, can be live worldwide on the hour of the time. Good evening. You're on the air.
Bill, I do have a little news to report.
Okay.
Clay Douglas is the publisher of Free American.
Yeah.
And he's also a biker in Vietnam, and he was in Washington for the Rolling Thunder.
Uh-huh.
And Monday, in his broadcast, he discovered that his bank account has been cleaned up, leaving him stranded in Washington, D.C. with...
What do you mean his bank account's been cleaned up?
So, I just wondered, that's some...
Who cleaned out his bank account?
Well, he has no idea then, but of course...
Yes, he does. All he has to do is call the bank and ask him.
Well, this is during the holidays, see. They did it over the weekend.
Oh, I see.
So, he's going to probably find out today. But he has a good idea, of course. So,
Well, the only one I know of that even has a half a chance to even get away with it is the IRS. Yeah. And the only way they can do it is unlawfully, because they don't have the right to do it.
I think he's in some kind of trust or something like that, tax-wise, so maybe they're after him for something like that.
Well, now, wait a minute. You shouldn't say things that you don't know anything about. Don't spread rumor on my broadcast.
Okay. Yeah, he did mention the word trust, but I didn't catch it all, so...
Don't talk about what you don't know.
All right.
Okay?
Yeah.
Thanks.
All right, good night.
520-333-4578. Don't call this broadcast and try to start a rumor. Doesn't work. 520-333-4578 is the number. Good evening. You're on the air.
Yeah, hi, Bill. Joel in Wisconsin.
Hi, Joel.
I just sent you today a clipping that I got out of the Rutland Herald in Rutland, Vermont, is where it came from. It's a May issue. And it turns out that... the son of Nikita Khrushchev,
yes, is applying for American citizenship.
Naturalized in St. Albans, I think, on the 23rd.
Yes, I already got the clipping.
Okay. All right. Well, I just sent it out today to you.
Yeah.
But, you know, he's been in this country for 7 years, and he's going to be teaching at the Naval War College.
Yeah, but understand something. You can't visit the sins of the father on the son. The Constitution will not allow corruption of blood. So just because he's Khrushchev's son does not mean that he's a bad fellow. Khrushchev was the bad fellow.
True. But, I'd agree with that.
See, that would be like the sheriff hanging you because your father was a horse thief.
Well, yeah, you're right. You're absolutely right there. But it's, I don't know, it just, with everything else going on, it's like, boy, you know.
Well, remember, it's going to be a one-world, totalitarian, socialist government. So why would it surprise you that somebody who had lived under communism and socialism all their life is now here and going to be teaching at the Army War College?
Well, actually, it doesn't surprise me. But it sure makes me awfully suspicious.
Suspicious of what? That it's going to be a socialist one-world government? If it's going to be a socialist one-world government, that's exactly what you should expect. There's no suspicion attached to it. It's exactly what you should be looking for. You should be looking for known socialists to have inroads into every part of our society and begin to take charge and lead the way. All over the world. You should be looking for us to be giving all of our atomic secrets to Red China.
It's just unbelievable that this is happening.
Well, all I can tell you is it is happening, and I told you it was going to happen years and years and years ago. Nobody listened.
Yeah,
now it's happening. Everybody says... Well, it's unbelievable. I can't believe it's happening.
Yes, you did. And you're absolutely right.
and I've read your book. Yes.
Says it all in there, too, doesn't it?
Yes. You know, he talked a lot in the, you said you have the article, but he talked about Nikita Khrushchev, the old saying where he banged his shoe on the UN and declared, "We will bury you." And he talked how that was misunderstood. And, you know, I don't believe that.
Wasn't misunderstood by me.
No, it wasn't either. I don't believe that, you know. Yeah. I just thought there was a lot of deception in there.
Well, you know, see, what Khrushchev meant is we don't have to invade you. We don't have to bomb you. We don't have to face you on a battlefield. We will bury you, and it will happen from within. You see, but everybody quotes that, "We will bury you," and it generally is misunderstood to be that the Soviet Union was going to attack us. Which, if they don't succeed in getting all our weapons away from us, and if we do rise up to restore a constitutional Republican government and oppose this world socialism that's coming, then Russia will indeed, and Communist China too, will use their military weapons to subdue or try to subdue whatever patriots are here fighting on behalf of freedom.
Mm-hmm. Well, I just wanted to, you know, let you know ahead that I sent that out, but I guess you already got it.
So yeah, I got it. Good. Thank you very much. I appreciate
it.
And thanks for calling.
Bye-bye.
520-333-4578 is the number. Good evening. You're on the air.
Yeah, hi, Bill. Richard from California.
Hi, Richard.
A caller indicated on another radio program some time ago that Yugoslavia was not playing ball with the European common market and didn't want the currency.
Absolutely correct.
It is. Okay. And Clinton just confirmed it this weekend.
Yes. I said it on this broadcast a long time ago.
Uh-huh. Well, I think that we need to get this information out to more people because the majority of people don't seem to have any idea about it. But
well, I've done my job. Have you done yours?
Well, I've been trying.
Well, I put it out over the air. When the war started, I told everybody what it was all about, what it was really all about. And that's what it's about. They're not paying ball with the New World Order. They won't become a part of the European Economic Union.
Right.
They said, you know, stick it. We ain't doing it.
Yeah, and Clinton this weekend said that it's for European unity, which of course means the same thing, doesn't it?
No, what it really means is world government.
Precisely.
The formation of the European Union is just one step in that direction. Here, we're doing it through NAFTA and GATT.
Correct. You suppose that Israel's going to go down as well?
If Israel doesn't make peace with the Palestinians and give them a state of their own, yeah.
Yeah, that's what I thought, too. They had a guest on from Israel.
See, everybody thinks, it's the Jews, man. It's all, and they're all plotting this stuff in Israel. Now, I'm here to tell you, that's bullshit. Israel's going to go down the tubes if they don't play ball with the New World Order. You can take that to the bank.
You're exactly correct. Well, thanks for a great program. I'll talk with you later.
Thanks for calling. See, most people don't understand. The Jews are being manipulated to help bring about this world government, but the moment the Jews don't play ball, they're history. You can count on it. And remember, you heard it here on the Hour of the Time. You heard it right here. And nowhere else in the world have you ever heard it. Good evening. You're on the air.
Good evening, Bill.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, this is Michigan calling. Just called you to let you know I enjoyed your program tonight. And
thank you.
You're right up front. What we have over there with NATO is a new Union Army, really.
That's right.
And I just wanted to let you know tonight at 9:10 here in Michigan, in Saginaw, they called out the battalion of Marines. They were ordered out on drills.
For what?
They didn't see it on TV. They just had a call on the station letting, evidently, the people know that you ordered out.
Are you talking about reserves? Are you talking about National Guard? Are you talking about
the Marines, 1st Battalion.
Regular Marines, okay.
The 1st Battalion.
Okay.
And I just thought I'd tell you and let you know about that there.
Thank you.
And I agree with you on the other guy isn't listening. when somebody tells you where you can go, that is a threat.
You better believe it. you better believe it.
That happened when that woman was talking about cost. You were talking about Costa Rica. She was bringing that up. That's when that silence came again. But you hit it right on the head. I think it was Thomas Jefferson said, ignorance is not freedom.
No.
Okay, I'm going to be listening. I appreciate you. God bless. Have a good night, Bill.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you for calling. Okay, that leaves the lines open for whoever is next. And I know that somebody's next right now. Here we go. Good evening. You're on the air.
Good evening, Bill. How are you tonight?
Good.
This is Rod from Grand Rapids, Michigan calling.
Hi, Rod.
Hi. Enjoy your program. We're new at shortwave listening, and it's very insightful. We appreciate what you're doing.
Thank you.
Kind of a question that I've wondered is what, I know you're not a prophet, but what would you guess is going to happen in America within the next year?
Well, you said it right. I'm not a prophet. God doesn't whisper in my ear, and I don't have a crystal ball. But I will tell you this, that they're in the process of forming a world government, and to do that, they have to disarm all Americans. So what you're going to see is more incidents like Columbine High School. You may see some shootings in McDonald's or shopping centers or whatever, where there's large numbers of people or bombings. Every time they do it, the NRA will pretend to be sticking up for our constitutional rights to keep and bear arms, but they will always, as they have always done, compromise away more of our rights until the day comes when they're going to order confiscation of weapons. First, they'll try to entice Americans to turn in their weapons by some kind of we'll give you so much money for each gun you bring in. If that doesn't work, then they'll do door-to-door confiscations. And when they do that, there's going to be a civil war. Whether that will occur within the next year or the next 2 years or next 3 years, I can't tell you because, like you said, I'm not a prophet.
You have a gut feeling?
Hey, what did I just tell you?
Okay.
You're not going to get rumor on this broadcast. Okay. And I'm not going to tell you anything ever that I don't know.
Okay.
I can't.
Okay.
Okay?
Thanks, Bill.
You're welcome.
Goodbye.
You know, if you want somebody to do that, that's Art Bell. You should be listening to Art Bell. He'll tell you anything you want to hear. Anything. I don't care what it is. He'll tell it to you. Good evening, you're on the air.
Hi, Bill. This is Pauline.
Hi, Pauline.
How are you?
Good.
That's good. Hey, you know, I was listening, and I heard what you had said to that gentleman.
Which gentleman?
The one about us having the court thing.
Yeah.
And you told him about the one-legged guy.
Uh-huh.
Well, we've had 6 calls now, but nobody's talking.
Nobody talking?
Nobody talking.
Oh, they're trying to scare you some more?
Oh, I guess.
Well, it won't work.
I know.
It won't work.
But they can keep calling. I don't mind.
Well, people who do that, you know what they are?
What?
They're little wimp cowards.
Yeah.
They haven't even got the guts to say, hello, this is Officer so-and-so, and I just heard somebody talking about me on the air in relationship to you, and I just want to tell you that this is the reason I'm doing what I'm doing. It's called no balls.
Yeah. Well, you know,
it's called gutless, wimp, Nazi jackbooted, intimidating thugs.
We've already gone down many times. I know Tim went down today. So, and even the chief of police won't even talk to us for some reason.
He won't. Well, the next thing to do is file suit. You know that.
Yep. We'll give him one more chance, but that's it.
Okay.
So, but I just called to say hi and.
Thanks.
And I hope you really had fun this weekend. I know we did.
Well, I did.
Yeah, sounds fun. Oh, and happy birthday to Pooh.
Oh, she'll love that.
So. We're thinking of everybody.
Okay.
All right. Good night.
Thanks, Pauline. Good night. Can you believe that? They heard on the air. Now they're calling my friend that I told you about that they're harassing with nobody talking. You know, the old scare you by getting phone calls where nobody will talk on the other end, but they won't hang up either. You know that kind of thing? Only little chicken crap cowards do that kind of stuff. So if you're listening and you're one of them, that's exactly what you are. You're just a little chicken crap coward. Good evening. You're on the air.
Hey, Bill. It's Alan.
Hi, Alan.
I heard you had some problems.
Oh, yeah. You better talk to that dude at the station.
Okay, well, that's
when I complained about it, he told me, well, I could always go to another network.
Well, I don't think he meant that. We've got some real, real foggy, misty moisture problems and a kind of an unusual situation up here. We got some rain and some dampness, and it has increased the insect population by a billion fold. And what was happening is insects were getting sucked up into the intake of the transmitter and causing the spark gaps to fire, which automatically dumps the transmitter, because our transmitter uses a 24,000-volt power supply.
Mm-hmm.
And it was very, very sensitive, so there was some arcing and sparking going on. So I just want to call you to tell you that, no one's dumping the program because of anything that was said. And we love you. And my apologies if there was any misunderstandings or anything like that.
Well, I'm happy to hear that, but it sure happened at a weird time.
Yeah, it did. But honestly, it's extremely, it is the dampest that I have seen it up here since we went on the air last
year. Well, I told him I would believe his explanation, and I didn't get really upset until he said, well, you can always go to another network. That pissed me off, Alan.
Tom didn't mean that. Tom just started. In fact, this was his first, solo run of the station. I think he was just a little nervous.
Yeah, well.
No harm was meant. We've got a combination of dampness and these tiny little gnats that can get through the filters
in mm-hmm.
the transmitter. They usually come out this time of the year. You know, it's one of those things you never really plan for, but, you know, sometimes the environment dictates how you're going to run your transmitter.
Yeah, well, I heard him explain that to me, that the transmitter tripped off because of those reasons. And I told him, I said, I'll believe your explanation this time. And then he said, well, you know, you can always go to another network. That's what got me hot. Because tell him the next time he tells me that, I will.
Bill, we love you, and you know that. And Tom is a good guy. He was just a little nervous on the air and just a little unsteady. As I said, it was his first solo run here on the station. And, you know, he's been, you know, trying to get familiar with things. And you know how overwhelming a shortwave station can be.
Oh, yes, I do.
So my apologies. Everything is okay. We've diverted the airflow. So it won't hit the main intake blower on the transmitter. But that's really what happened.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's very damp. And it's
I didn't doubt him. I told him. I said, I'll believe what you're telling me.
But
I told him that.
I would never, ever, ever cut a program off the air. And you know my feelings on that.
Yes.
I would never do that.
I do. But you weren't there. You weren't there.
Of course, I can't speak for the transmitter. I mean, you know, she's a good old girl, but sometimes she has a mind of her own. And
is she Jewish?
No, I don't know what the denomination. She's all transmitter. She's a good box. But every once in a while, it's mainly because our transmitter works at such extremely high voltages that it's just sensitive, you know. And believe it, it's like a bug zapper.
Yeah.
If too many bugs get in between the spark gaps, it's just like a bug zapper you see outside. It'll do a flashover, and then the automatic overloads will sense it as a flashover and automatically dump the transmitter to protect it.
Uh-huh.
You know, and most big, powerful transmitters are like that, and they're overly sensitive. But
yeah.
I just wanted you to know that.
Okay.
And I enjoy your show, and we love you here, and you know that. And, you know, my apologies if there was any confusion whatsoever, and keep up the good work.
It also makes good radio.
Yeah, it does.
Thanks for calling, Alan.
Be well.
You too. Yeah, that's not what made me angry. I mean, when he explained it to me, folks, I told him, I said, I'll believe your explanation this time, because I know that can happen. He told me the transmitter tripped off. And that can happen. But then he made a big mistake with me. He said, you know, you can always go to another network. And that's the wrong thing to say to Bill Cooper. Good evening. You're on the air.
Hey, kudos. kudos to Al Wiener. That was good of him to call, I think.
Oh, Al's a great guy. Al and I have been friends for a long time. In fact, I've said it on the air many times, and will always say it. If it had not been for the help of Scott Becker, Alan Wiener, and Johnny Lightning, there never would have ever been an Hour of the Time, because they taught me radio. They taught me what to get. They taught me how to hook it up. They spent hours with me on the telephone when I got confused with wires coming in my ear and coming out my nose and all of that stuff.
And you know, it's a good lesson for all those anti-Semites out there. This is a man who's supporting you, and you're the only one that seems to be naming some names out there. That's why I listen.
Well, he supports me because I'm not an anti-Semite. When I name somebody who is obviously Jewish, it's not because they're Jewish, but because they're part of this New World Order agenda crowd.
Exactly. You have the big Jews and the little Jews. I think it was explained once. And they come in all colors, shapes, Rockefellers, Rothschilds, you name it. Hey, Bill, why do you suppose a couple of Apaches don't come over to your house and studio and put you in the permanent custody of the New World Order? I know you must think about that from time to time.
Why do you think they don't?
I don't know.
Well, just think about it for a minute and give me an answer.
Okay, I'll do that.
Well, right now.
Good evening now.
Wait a minute, don't go away.
Okay.
Think about it and give me an answer.
Well, one of my thoughts is they don't care anymore.
Oh, yes,
the information comes
out. Oh, yes, they do. But guess what happens if all of a sudden in the middle of a broadcast you hear helicopters and Nazi jackbooted thugs running in here and then I go off the air?
Nothing's going to happen.
Yes, something is going to happen. Everybody who's ever listened to this broadcast that thought that I might be full of crap will automatically understand that I was telling the truth all this time.
Well,
because if I wasn't, they wouldn't care at all. And if that wasn't, they never would have issued arrest warrants. If I wasn't, President Clinton would never have ordered every agency in government to investigate me. If it wasn't, they never would have had my FBI file in the White House with all the rest of them, the enemies of the administration. That's why.
Very good point.
I'm a high-profile critic of the New World Order.
Well, let's hope you keep on going.
Well, I will, till they kill me, or I die a natural death, or the New World Order takes over, and then they can do whatever they want with me, grind me into dog food.
You know, here's another thought, Bill. You know, in Switzerland, just about every household has a fully automatic military weapon in it.
Sure.
And yet,
very little.
I read the some Swiss paper, a friend of mine, has a girlfriend over there.
Mm-hmm.
And they're joining the UN this year.
Yeah.
I mean, sometimes you wonder if they're going to make it.
But wait a
fully
minute.
Fully armed or not.
Wait a minute. You didn't get it. They're just now joining the UN this year.
Okay.
Look how long it took them to do it.
Now, what kind of government does the Swiss have?
Socialist.
Yeah. Okay. It's attrition. Our grandchildren, we're going to be sitting in the nursing homes, and our grandchildren will be going along with the show.
Yes, if we don't.
We're going to wonder what happened.
If we don't teach them the truth, yes, they will.
Yep. Okay, good talking with you, Bill.
So get them out of public schools right now.
I took responsibility. I had a vasectomy at 27. I didn't want the responsibility too much. It's enough problems in the world.
Well, at least you're not out there producing children that nobody wants.
Exactly.
Thank God for that.
Yes, indeed.
And you're not getting women pregnant and making them have abortions or letting them have abortions, which is murder. Murder. Cold-blooded murder. So, you did right. You were responsible. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
520-333-4578 is the number. Yes. It is a crime to engage in sexual activities without any kind of view and responsibility toward what you may be creating in the process. Good evening, you're on the air.
Hi, Bill. This is Stuart in Topeka, Kansas.
Johnny Lightning told me to listen to you,
uh-huh.
and I'm enjoying your program.
Well, great.
You, with Paul Harvey, I have to say you hit the nail right on the head. If you pay him, he'll endorse anything.
Yeah, well, I just remember, you see, I listened to him for years, and I get a kick out of his little stories and stuff. And they're a little suspenseful, and they always got a zinger at the end, and it's you know, it was neat. But when they talked him in to going on the air and trying to coerce on the air this poor guy who's surrounded by 500 Nazi jackbooted thugs with helicopters and armored personnel carriers and tanks and every kind of weapon in the world, to reach outside when this robot rolls up to his cabin window and pick up a telephone that's on this robot and talk to the FBI people. And it's a good thing that Randy Weaver did not do it, because it was revealed later and admitted by the FBI that if he had picked up that telephone, there was a shotgun in the robot that was going to blow his arm off.
That's absolutely terrible. I wouldn't buy anything that he endorses. I know three of his relatives that sell competing product to one that he sells on the radio, and the product he sells, it's a vacuum cleaner, is just junk, absolute junk. Did I hear you right that you said that we never landed on the moon?
That's right. Wait a minute. Let me clarify that.
Okay.
I don't know if we have ever landed on the moon, and that's what I've said.
Okay.
I can tell you this with absolute certainty. We did not land on the moon in the Apollo space program.
Okay.
Neil Armstrong is not telling you the truth, and neither is any of the rest of them.
Can you elaborate on that a little bit more? I'm a little curious about that.
Well, obviously you're a new listener. No,
yes,
I can't, because it would take hours and hours and hours, but we've done tapes on it, and we'll be doing tapes again. In fact, last week we did a tape on it.
Okay. Great show. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Thank you for calling. And thank you, Johnny Lightning, for telling people to listen to the broadcast. 520-333-4578 is the number, the good old number. If you want to get your 2 cents in, because we're coming up pretty close to the top of the last hour of the broadcast. But we can probably take maybe two more phone calls. So the number is 520-333-4578. If you want to get your 2 cents in, and I still haven't heard all the news that's been going on over the weekend. I think we've had 3 calls during this whole 2 hour period where people actually were giving me the news that I asked for. I don't understand why that is, unless, you know, everybody just absolutely does not want to cooperate, but that's the way it is. So, it's your turn, whoever you are, it's your turn to call right now and get on the air. I'd like to hear from some of those people that were calling my friend who owns the herb shop, and are giving him a hard time with these dead phone calls. I'd like for the little cowards to get on the air where I can talk to them and show them to the world for what they really are. Good evening. You're on the air.
Good evening, Bill. This is Nick from New York. How you doing?
Nick, I can barely hear you.
Nick, how are you doing this evening?
Good.
Okay, a piece of news from the Friday New York Post.
Okay.
And it was on the front page to boot. U.S. government has ordered 9,000 Purple Hearts to be made by a factory that makes metals in Texas.
Oh, yes.
And this factory, the person who owns the factory is saying he hasn't received an order like this since back in the 60s.
Yeah, back for Vietnam era.
Right. I mean, it's like I said, it's just a little, you know, the person who wrote the story, he's a little bit of a...
I've told you guys there's going to be a ground war in Yugoslavia.
Yeah, well, the order, check this out, the order goes for 1,400 in November, 1,400 in December, 1,600 for January, 1,600 for February, for March, and 1,400 for April of next year.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what we might be looking for, you know, the things to really start heating up and stuff.
Yeah, let me clarify that, though. There's going to be a ground war in Yugoslavia unless somebody can stop this mad communist that's in the White House.
Well, that agenda, I...
Congress could do it tomorrow. They could do it tomorrow morning before noon. If they had any responsibility, any loyalty to this nation, any loyalty to their oath, any loyalty to the law, and any balls.
I agree with you about that, because it's either, you know, total sellout traitors for ego, for money, for power. Some are doing it because they think this New World Order is a peaceful solution for the world, you know?
Yeah, a lot of them do think that.
You know, and I mean, they're really, you know, fooled by it and stuff like that, you know?
Yes, they are.
So, but I just wanted to let you know about those Purple Hearts, since you wanted some news from the weekend.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Yeah, have a good night, and God bless.
You too.
Bye.
Well, folks, we're up to the end of the broadcast. I want to thank all of those of you who called, whether it was a good experience or not. And we'll see you tomorrow night right here on WBCQ, Monticello, Maine, USA, 7.415 megahertz, The Planet, and on 101.1 FM in the Round Valley of Eager, Arizona, and on low-power broadcasting stations across the nation and around the world, who are, by the way, carrying us, picking us up off the shortwave. That's amazing. I love it. Good night, folks, and God bless each and every single one of you. Francis.